waves, 2 feet or less, westerly swells, 6 to 8 feet at 12 seconds. 57 degrees at KSCO, 57 in Watsonville, 54 in Salinas, 51 degrees in Monterey. 6.5 minutes now past 1 o'clock this Monday afternoon, the 19th of March, as we return to KSCO Presents and Dr. Bill Wattenberg here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
If you could, who would you hold up to be a hero of our community? Well, you can. Hello, I'm Camilla Balutian of the Santa Cruz chapter of the American Red Cross. We are accepting your nominations for the Red Cross 2012 Award, which will be awarded at our Heroes Breakfast on May 16th. Nominees for the Hero Award must have performed an act or acts of courage to save or attempt to save a life. In 2010...
story. That was how students thought they could fool a professor. Turns out there were three bright guys or physics majors at Berkeley that took off on a Saturday to go down to Santa Cruz and have a big party, drank too much beer, had a horrible hangover, didn't get up Monday morning to get back in time to take the final exam that was due. So when they got back to the professor's office that afternoon, late of course, one of them went in and told the professor this, gave the professor this sob story. Hey, we were coming back early over that tough Highway 17, and we blew a tire, and we're stranded up there. We didn't have any spare tire. It took 4 hours for someone to come and rescue us. We'd like to have a makeup exam. Professor said, yeah, that's very interesting. I said, I'll tell you what, though, I want to talk to your buddies. He took one of the other three into the side room, and he said, now tell me, which tire was it? Mm-hmm. And he did the same with the other two. You know how that one turned out. And on and on and on. We used to have all sorts of stories on the faculty up there we'd laugh about in the faculty club. One of my favorites were the stories about how you tell the difference between the physicist and the engineer. And that was a cute story. You take the physicist, the theoretical guy, and the engineer up the top of... the tower there in the Berkeley campus, Campanile, and you give him a very expensive electronic instrument, say an ammeter or something. This is a $500 electronic instrument. And you tell him, now look, I want you to tell me how tall is this Campanile. You can compute it. Well, you've studied physics. If you drop an object and you time the amount of time it takes for the object to fall, you can then calculate the distance that it fell just by knowing the time, because the acceleration of gravity is constant and all that stuff. Well, the physicist says, oh, this is trivial. He takes this expensive instrument, he throws it overboard. He has a cheap stopwatch. He clocks the time. He notes the time that the expensive instrument hits the concrete and goes into smithereens, and quickly calculates the answer and hands it to the guy and said, that's how tall this is. Well, it comes the engineer's turn. He backs up. There's another real expensive instrument he can use. Engineer just tosses the cheap stopwatch over running. Goes down and reads the time. That was that one. The other one was a cute one between the engineer and the mathematician. Well, I'll drop that one in as we go along here. In the meantime, lines are open for you. I hope they're working here again. 831-479-1080. As a matter of fact, why don't you somebody call that number just to show me the switchboard's working here. I'd appreciate that. And then I'd know what we're going to do this hour. 831-479-1080. Gee, I think I'll dial it my... No, there's some coming in there. That's fine. It's working. All of a sudden, bang, 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 bang. Five of them up there. Well, I was going to tell you about the head environmentalist, chief global warming guru of Germany, right? Called the godfather of green in Germany. Professor Fritz Fahrenholt started taking a look at some of these predictions from the IPCC, famous UN report on global warming, and its predictions of the world coming an end and by the end of this century and the big temperature increases. And he started finding holes in the logic all over the place. This is a real scientist advocate. But when he tried to ask questions of those who wrote this UN report that has the world trembling, they just ignored him, had no answers. And then he started looking at the dire predictions, and a lot of that didn't make sense. And now he's done a turnaround. He's written a book called Die Kalte Sonne. Die Kalte Sonne auf Deutsch or in German means the cold sun. Sort of telling. He doesn't deny that, in fact, there has been an increase in surface temperature and at the rate at which the Earth is warming. But he does deny he does argue about all these dire warnings that you hear every day. In fact, severe that the entire economy of this country and others is being crushed by the climate warming gurus. Our own Secretary of Energy, Stephen Chu, quite an advocate that burning fossil fuels, gasoline, diesel, natural gas even, is contributing to global warming gases. That must be stopped at any price. Oh, he changed his tune a little bit under a lot of political pressure last week. Oh, well, we're no longer hoping for $10 gasoline or European prices. We're going to try to keep the price of gas down. Well, he knows it's too late. It's too late for all of you suckers out there this year and next year. It's too late before the election comes up. Unless somebody gets real smart. Because if they stopped all drilling, all exploration for our own resources 3 years ago, and now it is too late. You working suckers out there that have to go to work every morning and fill up your gas, you're going to be seeing $5 gasoline this summer. And I have tried desperately to tell this president for 3 years, if the public has another year or two of $4 gasoline, it's 4 years and out for you, President Obama, and you are smarter than that. You'd better start using some common sense. Listen to some other scientists and engineers who are just as concerned for this world and our economy as your Secretary of Energy and your science advisor. Those guys all belong to a green religious cult. They call it green, but I call it brown because they're destroying everything. They're not saving it. But he won't do it. Now they've marched him out, telling him to say some of the dumbest, most stupid things I've ever heard. Oh, we only have 2% of the oil reserves that we need in the world. Drill, drill, drill is a bumper sticker. What in the hell does he think the rest of the world is being asked to do for us? They're drill, drill, drill to sell us the oil to replace our own that we have and let us pay $400 billion a year. We paid out $1.2 trillion unnecessarily in the last 3 years to buy foreign oil while we sit on tons of it in this country. And we don't even have to use that if we use the natural gas, which is a much better solution for the climate. 100-year supply of it sitting in our face. Okay, Joe in Santa Cruz. I hope we're back on schedule here. You're on KSCO, Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Dr. Bill, I'm actually out on the Santa Cruz Wharf right now and was curious if you know anything about the state law that changed last year requiring that all vehicles now must use steel wheel weights versus the old standard lead.
There's so many of these things I don't know. That one might not make be such a bad idea, unless you have something, I mean, is there something against the steel instead of the lead you don't like?
Well, only that. That was a state law that was passed last year. I sell wheel weights, and I had to convert a number of customers over to steel.
Yeah. Well, it's only a hardship on those who have an inventory of the lead. Much the same thing happened in shotgun shells, you know, some time ago. To get the lead out of the environment. And I do admit the lead is not good. The lead can be nasty stuff in the environment.
Well,
I think there were real scare stories as to the amount of serious contamination that can be taking place over the shot out of shotgun shells or the weights used in fishing line. You know, they're not even a drop in the bucket in the ocean, you know.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I can still walk into a fishing tackle shop and buy lead weights that I can then legally throw in the ocean.
I see.
But it doesn't make a lot of sense to change wheel weights and say the concern that I was told was that they were flying off and going into lakes and streams and ponds.
No, wait a minute. I missed something. You're talking about the weights put on car tire wheels for balancing?
Yes, sir, exactly.
Oh, man, I never heard of that. You mean some idiot thought that that we were contaminating the environment? I haven't heard that one.
Well, believe me, it's happened. It was January 1 of last year.
Unbelievable. What these nincompoops will come up with in order to have something to regulate over and to lord over people is unbelievable. I never heard of that one.
Yep, that's why I was calling in.
You mean some idiot, and your legislators have to go along with this. They stand there and approve this crap. Every one of them, your local state assemblyman, state senator, did it.
Yes, they did.
Well, put up a sign. Put up a sign, Assemblyman Jones or State Senator Smith. You're so smart you think that the wheel weights on our cars are contaminating the environment. That's the only way to get to them, really, you know.
Well, I might just give that a try.
Hey, thanks for the heads up. We'll have to check that one. That goes in the stupid column for sure, huh?
Yeah, that'll be a good one to research.
Yeah, I will. Hey, thanks a lot. Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, Jay in Salinas, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Hey, Joe, I love listening to you now.
Thank you.
And I went to school with my brother. And at first you came on, I didn't know. Then I listened to you on Sunday night too. And so now, okay, the car company, you know, carries cars.
Hey, Jay, we cannot understand you. It's breaking up so bad. Just a few words to come. Okay, Jay, you must call back because we cannot hear you, and it's not fair to you here right now. Hey, Dean in Watsonville, are you with us here? Is he up? All right. Let's see. Now I said hold. And now we've got a cross up. Okay, now I have Dean.
Hello, Dr. Bill.
Hey, that was my fault there just for a moment. I hit the wrong button, Dean.
Yeah, no problem. I was just about the propane and natural gas. So I was very fortunate when I was a kid, about 14, to go to work for my uncle on farm machinery.
Yes.
And he had a Minneapolis Moline tractor sitting there that was all natural gas.
Sure. No. Natural gas or propane?
Propane.
Quite. There's big difference.
Okay.
All right. Big difference, you know, in concept, no. But in terms of the tank and how you fuel it and what you can carry, propane is liquid at normal temperatures, room or, you know, outside temperatures under a little pressure. Natural gas is not. You have to compress natural gas, very high pressures, 3,000 to 5,000 PSI, to get a reasonable amount into a small tank. But you can still get quite a bit. Okay.
Yeah, because he had, the guy who had the plant that serviced all the farmers, it was my girlfriend's dad, and he had all his trucks, his pickups, and all of it on that. Wait, this is back in 1950.
Oh, well, Dean, it's very common. People are shocked to find out this was one of the most common fueling systems for vehicles. I grew up in the logging woods up in Plumas County. The famous Setzer Lumber Company had the biggest fleet of Halstead trucks, big Halstead engines, and they were all on butane. Of course, they had their own big butane tank at the mill, so they did their own fueling. But these babies were the biggest, most powerful engines around in trucks, 400 horsepower. And this was in the 50s, you see.
Yeah,
but hey, it goes back to the 1920s and 30s. The technology is everywhere, and people don't realize it is so easy to run on natural gas.
Yeah, it just seems amazing. 60 years ago, they had this technology, and they're still trying to do this on
us. Well, but it's still with us. It's everywhere. Yep. People don't realize. There are 400,000 vehicles running in this country, down to passenger cars, taxi cabs in San Francisco, everywhere else. Utility trucks running on compressed natural gas, easily fueled, half the price, cleaner running, more power, and... You can't ask the private citizens to convert tomorrow or already have a car.
No.
But within the next 6 to 7 years, they should, when they buy a new one, they should be able to get it. All I ask the president to do, look, go to my webpage, drbill.us, drbill.us. Right at the top is a letter that's been in Obama's face in the Congress for 3 years saying we can bring the price of gas down to $2 real quick. By telling the foreign oil suppliers, showing them we're going to use our natural gas. They're scared to death we'll do that.
Well, I think probably one of the reasons they want, because if it gets up to that price, they keep charging us more tax.
Yes.
More tax, they can get it, can use it for everything but the highways.
But they easily can get the tax another way. Why punish the public?
I don't know.
It's an extra $2,000 to $3,000 a year per family.
That means
that lower income and poor families are bankrupt. They lose their homes. They have nothing for their children. Can't go out to dinner. That's what caused the recession. That's what triggered the recession in 2008. They're responsible for it, and the government has deliberately kept the price high by not allowing any addition to the supply of oil from us. So we're at the mercy of the world.
Well, but, I'm in my 70s, and I got where I think I can't afford myself, you know.
Yeah. That makes two of us, you know. Really. That makes two of us.
Okay.
But, I'm just amazed at the stupidity of our leaders. I mean, the Secretary of Energy, last night on the national program, Open Line to America, I played the whole history of the Secretary of Energy and even the President announcing back in 2008 that they were going to make the price of gas go higher, that utility bills were going to go up, but they were going to save the world. They have done this deliberately. And it's down to the point where the Secretary of Energy is now President Chu or Chairman Chu. He's running the show. He's running the president. He's out there. He's got the president out there on a dog leash saying the dumbest things you can imagine.
Yeah,
and it's discrediting him. It's making the president look like the caricature of his political opposition would love to paint him. And it's a shame because he's much smarter than that, Dean. Damn it, if he used some common sense, he would know how he's being used and the damage he's doing to the American public he swore to protect.
Well, it's got to where it isn't who you can vote for, it's who you're just voting against.
That's becoming a problem. I mean, it's becoming a reality. It's a terrible way to run a country. But, hey, Dean, you're from Watsonville.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Boy, I had a trip down there last week, a delightful trip. Went down to some place, MZ, the owner, Michael Swirling of the station, took me down to lunch. You have a famous fish market down there out on a little island.
Oh, that's Moss Landing. Yeah.
Is that Moss? Yeah, it's Moss Landing. Yeah. Excuse me. It's going that direction.
Yeah.
Phil's, what is it? Phil's Fish Market, I guess.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. It reminds me so much of my very favorite place in the world called Spengers in Berkeley. No longer there. Well, it's there, but not the way it used to be. That was the famous fish market in Berkeley. Fresh fish instantly, mobbed with people all the time.
Yeah.
And it was you know, really a delightful place. Say hello to the boss. He was really a nice guy. Okay. Thanks for calling, Dean.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Your number into the KSCO switchboard here, 831-479-1080. I'll be right back.
When you need help, the kind of help you can't buy in a store, remember the healing ministry of Christ Jesus offers a practical transforming power that can dissolve fear, restore health, repair broken relationships, establish sound careers and finances, and reveal the presence and power of peace right where discord seems to reign. If you need this kind of help, tune in to the Sentinel Radio program at a special time at 6:30 tonight, right here on KSCO. This program is a presentation of the First Church of Christ Scientists, Monterey.
If you or a loved one is experiencing back pain, Dominican Hospital would like to invite you to a free back and spine seminar to learn more about this topic. The free seminar will be held Wednesday, March 21st from 5:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. Speakers will include physicians and healthcare professionals. No registration is necessary. Just come to the Dominican Education Center located behind the hospital at 1555 Soquel Drive. And you can learn more at DominicanFacts.com.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Microwave repair.
Robotic arm with controller for eShed industrial arm.
Tesla coil for my rail gun.
Dead tricks upgrades.
Drive for a telescope.
A tube amp for my guitar.
Submersible sensors for NASA.
Ethernet cable for my new iMac.
Solar powered gate.
Instrument panel for an airplane.
Wiring my hot rod.
Upgrading PC system.
Help with home wiring.
Custom audio cables for recording studio.
High voltage electronic ignition circuit.
Building a spaceship.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Every Monday through Friday from 6 to 9, it's Good Morning Monterey Bay right here on KSCO. Rosemary Chalmers, Rick O'Shea, Susan Simon, Easton Allen, and KO Sports. And regular features including Rocky Snyder with surf and ski reporting, a fishing report, news on your favorite recipes, Links That Stink with Hellbard, Jeff Gallopo with celebrity gossip and great book reviews. Mark Mozina from the University of California at Santa Cruz talking about astronomy. Donna Jacobs with the latest in news about our veterans and a whole lot more. It's all right here on Good Morning Monterey Bay from 6 to 9 a.m. every weekday morning. Join us for the next exciting edition of Good Morning Monterey Bay.
Back to you on KSCO Santa Cruz, the powerhouse AM station at 1080. And some lines still open here for the final half hour today, 831-479-1080. Hey, come along, let's have some fun. I'm sure you got a cute story or a puzzle, a problem, something we can sink our teeth into other than these great national issues or international issues. Be a delight. 831-479-1080. And more of you folks from up in the South Bay and San Jose, Silicon Valley, and down in the Central Coast, let's hear from some of you. Here, you're all sending me gobs of email. Just call in. It's more fun for everyone, okay? Okay, Scott in, where are you? Aptos. You're on KSCO Santa Cruz. Scott.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Bill. Hey, I was just calling to give you an update and congratulate you on your efforts on the NOAA Nazi issues.
Yeah, they're feeling the heat, and we're going to keep it heated on them. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was calling to actually I sent you an email about it, but I didn't hear you talk about it, so I thought I'd call in. And,
yeah, go ahead. I saw your email.
It looks like the pressure got to the deputy superintendent of the Marine Sanctuary, who was actually a real scientist. And I guess he quit because their science and their data or what their agenda aren't matching up. And he doesn't like I was talking to someone who worked with him as a NGO, non-government organization that worked with Noah. He said that he made a remark a couple weeks ago about he really didn't like how you know, the media and KSEO being out there exposing what they're up to. So congratulations to you for keeping the heat on them.
You know, they never like it. You ask the cockroaches in the kitchen when you turn the flashlight on, they'll all tell you they don't like it, but they run like hell, don't they?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
No, your report's a good one. I was going to, you know, bring it up here maybe tomorrow after checking a little thing. But I'll tell you, even better than that, it's becoming clear to members of Congress and over on in the Northeast, where they've really been abusive of a lot of fishermen there, powerful political people now, senators and others, are setting up hearings in Congress. And this whole crowd is going to be the subject of congressional hearings, both in the House and the Senate. I've been promised that. I'll be there. So a lot of the folks will be there. They all set pretty fat and sassy on their nice fat payroll checks in abusing citizens. But their day is coming, all right?
You got it. I'd love to be there also. Hey, one last thing, and I keep stressing this to everybody that lives here in along the bay. You know, one thing that another email I sent you was there's a website that's linked to the sanctuary about their agenda, and they're going for this eco-management system that they're trying to impose, which, you know, it's the unique and rare features.
I spent time on this already. Here they're out saying they're going to protect unique features that have been around for centuries before they ever arrived, but it's another excuse to keep their dumb butts on the public payroll. The bottom line is this. The good scientists in NOAA are starting to speak out, and they were shoved clear down to the bottom of the barrel by these political appointees and the cancerous bureaucracy that's come in to use their name to create jobs for themselves and intimidate people everywhere. That's going to get really exposed, and we'll continue it from there. And hey, I appreciate you bringing it up in your email. Okay, thanks, Scott. Okay. Georgia Capitola.
Yes, Ottenberg. I hope you don't hang on me because I want to strongly disagree with something you said last week, and you keep saying it today, or at least challenge you.
Now, just a minute. You're invited to challenge me. What are you worried about? Go ahead and let's hear it.
I'm worried about it.
I'm just going to tell you one thing. If you state a fact, though, that I can prove is not true, you're going to get it right in your face. So go ahead.
You surely can, because it's just a difference of opinion. You keep talking about how smart President Obama is, acting as though he's some kind of victim here, and everybody around him is telling him what to do. He appointed those people, Bill.
No, you got it. Yeah, you have a point. But I'm just trying to give him credit because he is bright. Obviously, he wouldn't be the president if he weren't. But he's been negligent and lazy in believing these people. So you're right on that score. He did appoint them.
Yes. So how smart is he? I just feel that when you say that about him, it makes him look like a victim. And I hold him fully responsible for the mess we're in, and for the people that he has surrounded himself by. And I believe, Bill, it's deliberate.
Well, I'm coming around to that opinion. If you listen to what I'm saying, is that I did give him credit for being much smarter than his advisors. I did warn him in writing. He's read what's on my webpage, by the way, drbill.us. So of 380,000 other people now have clipped on it in the last 3 years. So it is time to throw in the towel and admit he has been willingly doing this. He isn't just programmed anymore. He knows the stupidity of some of the things he said.
Yeah.
But he's become used to getting people to believe things because, frankly, they're not much above that, okay?
Well, I think it's beyond that. I don't think it's about smarts. I think it's about an agenda he has. I don't think he's as smart as you think he is. He wouldn't have to have a teleprompter every time he opens his mouth. He may be a Harvard graduate. He may be well-educated. As a person in his life, he hasn't done a whole lot that shows me that he's really smart, like voting present as a senator more than he ever voted any other way, like never having a job or holding down any kind of business. Yeah, he got through college, and we don't even know what his grades, what his transcript said, what anything about. I just think we've been.
No, it is good. True that the liberals and the print media and most of the networks have given him a complete free pass. They didn't look into any of these things the way they have other presidents. But still, he's president. I tried to do the best I could. I tried to give him the best advice. I tried to suggest that he get away from his advisors who were using him for their religion. It hasn't worked, and you know, I have to tend to agree with you. Hey, I appreciate your opinions here, Georgia. I wish I had some strong arguments other than that, so take care. Thank you. Myron in Watsonville, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, I got a question on my whether or not I should convert over to the smart meter thing for my residential power meter. They sent out a letter from PG&E saying that I've got until I think mid-March or so, mid-April to decide whether or not I want to keep my current.
And what are they going to do? What are they going to do if you don't let them put the smart meter in? Are they going to charge you more money?
Oh yeah, the other thing, it's $75 up front and $10 more a month, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it, but I'm thinking. Is there any real harm in this radiation stuff they talk about?
Well, look, I tell you the truth. I blew the whistle on them 3 years ago and made lots of warnings publicly about them. They didn't test the smart meters as they should have. Subsequent tests way after the fact seem to say they're reading fairly accurately as far as you can expect. The danger is they're putting something in your home or on your business that has a little computer in it that can be reprogrammed by them from a distance, and you never know this. And the state won't know it. PUC won't know it. No one will know it. They can change the rate at which they're charging you anytime they want a little more profit. And it will happen. It's happening right now, this rate structure thing they have. So that's the biggest danger of all. In terms of confusion side, I fully expect the hackers to crack into their communication system controlling these meters and mess up all sorts of things. Most likely, the smart ones will just mess up the meters so that they read low for the hacker himself or his friends. But they have reached out, and I've really pushed them hard to do this, to find some top-notch technical scientific talent to try to check the safety features of their communication system. Hopefully they'll find some protections against that. The radiation, I'm trying to get through all of it for you here. The radiation problem, I think, has been way overblown. I have to be honest with you. I do not think there's any danger from the radiation as much as people claim there is or think they feel it. Because when you do some tests, they can't tell the difference, okay? And the radiation coming from these meters is smaller than what you're getting from the use of cell phones, from regular radio stations broadcasting things, from police cars going by. It's in the same ball of wax. It's very low.
So you'd be of the opinion of keeping the current analog meter and not converting over to
I'm saying I think you're better off with the analog meter because you won't be susceptible to them just changing your rate somewhere. They're not, to my opinion, they're not doing anybody any good with foisting 15, 20 million of these on people at enormous $3-4 billion cost and then punishing you if you don't want to do it. See, that I think is criminal. Your state assemblyman, state senator, and the governor are responsible for this. They allowed it. They've approved it every step of the way. Okay.
I was thinking it might be advantageous to keep the current analog meter because when I sell the house, it might be a selling point.
Well, it could be. It's just they're going to screw you over for $10 a month, right?
Yeah.
And it's $75 to pay for their stupidity. They screwed up in forcing these on people without a lot more checking and work done. Now they're going to punish 15 million people, entire state, I guess, 20 million customers or more, huh? Your state legislators allowed this. This is the typical bureaucratic screw-up of agencies dumping something on you and that doesn't that has problems and then making you pay for it.
Right. Well, I really appreciate your comments.
Well, you know, you can go either way, but I'm trying to tell you the advantages, disadvantages on both sides, huh?
Great. Thank you.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Take care.
Take care. Now, lines open here again for you. You're going to load them up, or you get monologues from me. But I'm surprised. You better use your talk radio if you appreciate it. And this is your very best talk radio station in this region. I'll tell you, the only one with a lot of balance. Listen to other programs. Competes with or beats any place I've been in terms of fairness, balance, diversity, what have you. Well, I'm sure you got some questions out there. 831-479-1080. Or some answers, hopefully. Some constructive things. Maybe even a good story, huh?
When you need help, the kind of help you can't buy in a store, remember the healing ministry of Christ Jesus offers a practical transforming power that can dissolve fear, restore health, repair broken relationships, establish sound careers and finances, and reveal the presence and power of peace right where discord seems to reign. If you need this kind of help, tune in to the Sentinel Radio program at a special time at 6:30 tonight right here on KSCO. This program is a presentation of the First Church of Christ Scientists, Monterey.
Hi, I go to the Agile Academy. My school is great because I learn a lot every day and I have fun too. I'm going to be in first grade next year and I can't wait.
The Aptos Academy, where the arts enhance the academics, is an independent preschool through 8th grade school located on a beautiful 5-acre campus just off Highway 1 and San Andreas Road. Dedicated and caring teachers ensure each student's questions or errors are addressed before moving forward, and each student can progress as fast as their interest and ability allow. The Aptos Academy, an exceptional school where your child's talents can blossom, is now enrolling. Call 688-1080 for more information. That's 688-1080.
Aptos Academy, where futures are created.
Please attend our annual auction and gala March 31st at Chaminade Resort and Spa. For tickets or more information, call
688-1080. Hi, Dale here from Jungle Plant. I thought it was time for you all to hear about the great interior plant service we provide.
This is Dr. Jason Novick from the Foot Clinic of Santa Cruz, located in the heart of Soquel Village. I'm here to tell you all about Jungle Plant, who does my plants in my office, which never looked better. I just can't believe the service they offer and how great the office looks.
Visit us at jungleplant.com for all your interior plant needs.
I'm Jim Bohannon, host of America in the Morning. Each day, we take you around America and the world to bring you the latest. And while we keep our eye on the top news, we never lose sight of all the information you need to make your life complete. Morning Drive jumpstarts your day. What jumpstarts your morning drive? We'd like to.
Join Jim Bohannon on America in the Morning, 5 to 6, Monday through Friday on KSCO.
Okay, final 15 minutes here today. I'll be back tomorrow, of course, noon to 2, but no better time than right now. We continue with Todd in Santa Cruz. You're on KSCO. Hey. Todd.
Hey, Dr. Bill. How you doing? I wanted to ask you, I was wanting to clarify the last caller on some of the smart meter comments that were made. It always seems to me like people in California seem to think we're cutting edge here, but unless I've read wrong, don't they use a form of the smart meter in Europe and other states?
It's been used all over the world. It's being foisted on people in other states the same way. And I'll tell you, the way it's being done here in other states in this country, you are wide open to them changing the program in your meter, and you have no way in the world to know the difference. Now, do you use computers?
I'm kind of a computer novice, but yes, of course.
All right, but fine. Take a look at how, you know, look, if you've got a computer, you have to worry all the time about viruses coming in and taking it over, the stealing your data, changing something, right? Exactly right. The same thing can be done on these smart meters. They are little processors, little computers with a communication channel in and out. If somebody hacks into it, they can mess it up. But more than that, the utility, the geeks in the utility can sit there and push a button, change a little code, and tell the computer in your meter to now start adding up more hours of usage, for instance, than you really use it. That's the same as raising your rate. Or change the rate at which you're charged. Now, since the rate at which you're charged is on your bill, they can program that little computer to actually report a greater usage of energy than you did, you see? And there is no way you, the PUC, or anybody else can prove what they've done unless the guy at PG&E or Southern California Edison admits that he did this, see?
So the PUC has no oversight into the smart meter program?
They are as dumb as a bunch of ducklings, you know? They have no staff that knows how to do anything. They're figureheads for the utilities. They rubber stamp whatever the utilities bring to them. And they were wiped out in the famous deregulation effort that proposed we wouldn't need them anymore. They just sit there. But they are an excuse for your legislators to say, oh, well, we didn't have anything to do with this. We gave the PUC the authority to watch out for you. And the PUC is a bunch of lackeys for the utilities. I'm sorry. I've tried to work with them, and you know, it's all lip service.
Well, I appreciate that. That's pretty scary, actually. But I called actually for a different reason, and then
make it quick now. You
recommended a book years ago by Dr. Stewart, Earth Abides, and that's one of my favorite books.
Oh boy, those were what was his first name? Stewart. Yeah, great books. Earth Abides, Fire, Storm, Not Ordeal by Hunger. Maybe it was no. Anyway, you want to read the rest of these books. You should read Fire and Storm, and I think he wrote one about the Donner Party. Okay, but Earth Abides was one of my very favorites. I mean, it really is a chilling preview to what's happening in the world, isn't it?
I could read that book over and over. It's amazing how accurate.
You want to know how blessed I was when I first joined the Berkeley faculty, when I was first appointed there as a professor, assistant professor. I had the pleasure of going to the faculty club, and I used to look forward to this every noon, and sitting at the table with the old boys, the big boys, and Stewart was there. And he kind of took me under his arm as a kid, naive, always shooting my mouth off about physics or computers or something. And I got to know George Stewart and listen to his stories. He protected me when the biggies would come down on me. He was just a superhuman being. Just loved that guy.
Thank you so much.
Hey.
A lot of information every day. I really appreciate it.
Now, if you like that, I'll tell you another book all of you need to read. It's called Physics for Future Presidents. Not a novel, but it's tremendously informative, eye-opener. Anybody can read it. It's written for non-science majors by Professor Richard Muller, the guy voted the most popular class at UC Berkeley year after year. You know, Nobel Prize winners can't get that. I've had him on this program, but go read Physics for Future Presidents. You want to be very well informed. Okay.
All right. Great.
Okay.
I will pick that up. Thanks
for calling, Todd. Dick in Santa Cruz. You're on KSCO's.
Oh,
you're on your own great radio station in Santa Cruz.
Well, Dr. Bell, I appreciate you. I just want to say about Obama, he seems to have a magical quality. Whatever he says, why or not, he's going to make you feel that if you believe it, you're an idiot. I think that's why he has that magical quality.
He has a following of those who are willing to suck up and clap and holler hallelujah like a walrus on a block of ice, no matter what he says. And all politicians pray to that, you know. But I used to think he was much smarter than his advisors. Now I'm beginning to believe he's more than willing to believe what his advisors have told him to say, and it's making him look very, very dumb to the American public, okay?
President Obamination, that's what I call him.
Well, take care, and thanks for calling. I appreciate your opinion. Bill and Hollister, you're on KSCO.
Yeah, Hey, Dr. Bill. I was wondering, what do you know about a Dynacam engine, and more specifically, to run it off of CNG?
First of all, what is a Dynacam engine? Describe to me what this is, the design, or who told you about it.
Sure. Well, imagine a revolver type of handgun. And
yes.
The cylinders are arranged in a six-cylinder fashion. There is a between each piston has two heads, so it's essentially a 12-cylinder engine. And between the cylinders is a sliding block. It's a sinusoidal type of engineered structure.
Yeah.
Where the
yeah.
pistons move forward and aft in the bores, and you have 12 cylinders. And because you have 12 cylinders, you get six bangs per revolution, as opposed to like a V8
yeah.
where you only get four.
No, I've seen prototype designs of this. I've never studied them extensively, but again, you're looking at an internal combustion engine, just different mechanical configuration. But how come they aren't everywhere then?
Well, that's the question.
I don't
amount of torque.
Well,
and torque is what gets vehicles moving, and then plus you can cancel out the cylinder.
No, yeah, torque is what gets you moving, but it's the power output and the efficiency that really dictate. And can you make them at reasonable cost? Can you maintain them, all these things? Like the Wankel engine. You remember the rotary engine? It's still around.
Oh, yeah.
But it had some
they
serious...
They weren't very efficient, though.
It's not that efficient. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a problem with pollution control and things like this that I can't grade your engine, but the fact that it's not out there, in a large percentage of the vehicles and stationary engines says there's some real engineering problems. I don't think whether it runs on gasoline, ethanol, or natural gas is going to be a big factor, okay? Because the characteristics of that part are very well known.
Okay? Yeah. So. Well, it'd be interesting to see why it hasn't caught on.
Why don't you figure it out? I can't follow them all, but it's like the steam engine, the Wankel, many others. There are many, many different engine designs. They're not here. They're not being used, and you'll find it's for a real reason. Okay. All right, got to move on, but good point. Thanks for bringing it up. Rick in Santa Cruz, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Dr. Bill.
Yes.
Hey, you know, personally, Pickens, what is it, T-Boone Pickens or whatever his name is?
I don't know him personally. I know him indirectly. He knows what I've been doing. I know what he's been doing. I have a lot of respect for him. He's one smart old boy, very big.
You know, it's so funny, you know, because he just disappeared. There were so many advertisements that he had on television, and then it just dried up.
Well, the point is, I know what the answer there is. He was paying for it himself. He put out tens of millions to try to tell the American public. What I've been saying is natural gas is our biggest and cleanest natural resource for energy until we have some other miracles that have been promised, which are 10 years off. But does it do any good to bankrupt the American economy and 60 million working families just to be snotty and punish them because, you think they're evil for using gasoline? That's what's going on in Washington. That's what the Secretary of Energy and others have been doing.
Yeah, if Obama wasn't premeditating what he was doing, then T. Boone Pickens would be sitting next to Jeffrey Inhofe at the job
site. Well, yeah, that's true, but Pickens is a very wise guy that put out a lot of his own money. Look, he's in the business, too. He could benefit there. But he's putting out his own money for the country's benefit. And he did a lot of it. He got the bill going in Congress, which everyone had a right to expect would get passed. That's what he was working on. And last week, of all things, the Republicans killed it. I'm going to be right on their backsides and butts for that, okay? Because they're both screwing over the American working people, and they're the only ones I give a damn about. Okay.
Just one other. Do you know? Did you ever run into a William Eaton who was in law at Berkeley?
In the law school.
Yeah, I don't know. How you guys would cross paths, but he's a PhD from Berkeley. His name is Bill Eaton.
I never met him. Of course, never. You know they're 6,000 on the faculty there, and all fairly amazing guys.
He is an amazing guy. He wrote a book about the Tea Parties in the early stages of the Tea Parties in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Tea Party Firestorm. I had a chance to meet him. And in the book, he reflects a Greek, Roman, or whatever, Greek or Roman philosopher saying that those who only know their own generation remain always a child. And that haunts my mind every day. So history, I think, is one of the things that we need to talk about.
Oh, you bet. You know the old famous phrase, if you don't know the history, you're doomed to repeat it somewhere along the line. And I heartily agree with a lot of that. On the other hand, you don't progress until you think and do things beyond what was historically done in the past by others. If you just stay stuck with the dogma of the past, you don't go anywhere either. So there are two sides to that, you know.
Very good. All right.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Your show?
Huh?
Wait, I said, is this the end of your show, or do we have one more minute?
No, I've got to go here with one. Well, what? Okay. Yeah, for you, I've got one other fellow. What is it, quickly?
Okay, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, asking an analytical scientist if he thought that those were absolutes. What would your
Well, hey, you know, that's such a tough question. That's the great national debate at the Supreme Court level. By the way, these are the things that Obama's supposed to be an expert on, so you'd have to defer that one to him. I can't answer it for you. I have my own opinions, but so does everyone else. Okay. Jeff in Santa Cruz, let's get you in here before the end of the hour. What's on your mind, Jeff?
Dr. Bill, I just wanted to agree with the gal who called you a few minutes ago, and who said she didn't believe Obama was as smart as everybody gives him credit for. And I thought, you know, the people are stupid and ignorant if they listen to Obama. In his response to rising gas prices, he says he wants to end the oil subsidies for big oil companies and their tax breaks. And what's that going to do to the price of gas for the consumer? It's just going to
just raise it. Look, it's so simple. First of all, there are no big subsidies for the biggest oil companies. They took that away years ago. In the last crisis, that was their answer. See, and they only raised gas prices. If you tax the oil companies some more or take away their incentives to drill, the price of gas just goes up. They pass it on to you. We are the ones that demand the oil and the gas, right? They're not in the business just because they like to drill holes in the ground. They drill it because we demand the oil and the gas. So the fact that we must have it and we must pay for it, we just get the costs are just passed on to us. And his claim about the subsidies is a drop in the bucket. $4 billion, wipe that out, and then nothing more. Then where do you go?
Well, interesting how he also pushes, you know, electric cars and all this stuff. And his boy Jeffrey Immelt sits on his jobs committee or whatever, and GE doesn't pay any taxes. You know, and so it's just,
well, that's part of the hypocrisy there. The big boys take care of themselves first, don't they? Huh?
That sure
is. And you learn the stock market too. I learned a long time ago, the big boys leave town, leave you behind, unless you're really watching them, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You know, I once dealt with an old boy from Goldman Sachs. We were looking at a company once. He wanted me to buy when I was running Berkeley Scientific Laboratories, and I thought it was great. The old boy wanted to sell his little company up in Connecticut, and he turned around to me when I was Sue, and he said, Bill, I want to tell you something. There's an old rule in our game. When the man wants to sell the cat house, he takes the best girls and the player piano with him. See? Well, that's just what that guy did. He sold that little company and went across the street and started another one. See? Just like it, with his best employees and his best products. And I was very lucky I listened to that old boy and didn't buy it. See?
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Hey, remember that. I'll be back here tomorrow. We'll have some fun. I hope to keep you interested and call in. Okay? Well, that is the show for today here on KSCO Santa Cruz, the powerhouse AM 1080 station. I'll be back tomorrow, noon to 2 p.m. Come in a little earlier here. Let's keep the intensity going up. And you can come after me on any subject you want. We'll have some fun. This is KSCO Santa Cruz at 1080 on the AM dial.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. With the Illinois primary and 54 delegates at stake tomorrow, voters are talking.
Probably Santorum. You got to stand by the principles.
I definitely am a Romney supporter. I just think that he's got better values than some of the other candidates.
Romney's the lead man right now, and I mean, he seems more Democratic than he is Republican.
Though it's hard to see a mathematical path that could lead Rick Santorum or Newt Gingrich to win the Republican nomination at this point, frontrunner Mitt Romney is still struggling to close the deal with conservatives in his party. The next big contest is the Illinois primary tomorrow, where he and Santorum are battling. There are 54 delegates at stake that will be divided, and an important test in one of the biggest states to vote so far.
CBS's Bob Fuss. Defense lawyer for Sergeant Robert Bales, John Henry Brown, had his first face-to-face meeting with Bales and said, "It's very different hearing about what Afghanistan's like from someone who's been there than from the news." Bales' wife said today she, too, wants to understand how it happened and how it could have happened. The Denver Broncos have landed the four-time NFL Most Valuable Player, quarterback Peyton Manning.
The anticipated arrival of Peyton Manning makes likely the departure of quarterback Tim Tebow, and mixed feelings for Broncos fans.
I think that it's incredible to have a guy like John Elway and a guy like Peyton Manning working together for the next season.
I think that we should have been loyal to Tebow and have Peyton Manning teach Tebow a few things.
Former Broncos quarterback John Elway, now team VP, had said he'd help Tim Tebow improve. Instead, Peyton Manning is to be the Broncos quarterback after neck surgeries last year kept him from playing for the Colts. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
McDonald's is still the real king of fast food.
At Wendy's, we'll make it taste.
Wendy's moved into second ahead of Burger King. Seton Hall Finance Professor Scott Rothbart.
Wendy's seems to be generating more revenues per restaurant unit, which means that Wendy's units are a bit more efficient in terms of their ability to attract diners and turn them over.
Wendy's sales last year, $8.5 billion. Mickey D's, more than $34 billion in sales. Some of the fraudulent high-risk mortgage shenanigans are going to cost big banks big money.
A Federal Reserve official says fines will be imposed on 8 banks and holding companies for foreclosing on people's houses without going through all the right procedures. In the past, fake signatures have been found, or homeowners were not informed of each step as their house or condo was taken away. Among the lenders to be fined, the amounts not yet announced, Goldman Sachs, SunTrust, U.S. Bancorp, PNC, and HSBC.
That's CBS's Dan Revive in Washington. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 6 points. The Nasdaq gained 23 points. Oil prices right at $108 a barrel. New York subways have installed automatic recorded screeches from birds in distress and predators like owls that would eat them. Every 2 to 10 minutes comes the screech in one test station, and the pigeons clear right on out. This is CBS News.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want. The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Wouldn't it be great to get rid of that constant ringing in your ears?
A U.S. biotech company has developed a machine that effectively detunes tinnitus by retuning the part of the brain causing the problem. The machine stimulates the vagus nerve, which controls brain circuitry. When scientists introduced specific sound frequencies while the nerve was being stimulated, that part of the brain rewired itself to, well, factory settings, as it were. All signs of the tinnitus disappeared in lab mice. Human trials begin later this year. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Search crews have found the body of a pilot of a hot air balloon that crashed in a thunderstorm in South Georgia. The skydivers in the basket say thanks to him, they all got out just in time, a minute from being overtaken by the storm. The balloon pilot told them, "There's a field, time to go." Then the storm yanked the balloon up to about 18,000 feet, where it collapsed and plummeted straight down to the ground. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
And good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to KSEO AM 1080. I'm Sam Quinn, and here is your weather and traffic. Let's start with the fish hook down in Santa Cruz. Right now it is flowing at the limit, clear in both directions, north and south. The only other thing we have on the board is at US 101 at Main Street in the Monterey area. There is listed as a pedestrian hazard with no further details. CHP is on the way. For your weather today, tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east after midnight. Your boater's forecast for the Monterey Bay area for this evening, northwest winds 10 knots, becoming southeast after midnight. Wind waves 3 to 4 feet with a westerly swell of 4 to 6 feet at 11 seconds. Now we're going to go back to what's left with your host, Michael Sammet.
You've heard Good Morning Monterey Bay.